Welcome to today's episode of Barbecue Sauce. I am your host, Caleb Smith, and there's a lot to cover. A very extreme NFL draft. As Thursday night, Joe Burrow started things off with the number one overall pick. Now, everybody kind of thought this one was coming. He led the FBS in touchdown passes and only two interceptions. Then following him, Chase Young, Isaiah Simmons, Andrew Thomas, then Tua Tagovailoa. Now, I was interested in the Andrew Thomas pick by the Giants because obviously they needed offensive lineman help. But they had Jedrick Willis Jr., who was there, who's also a very good offensive lineman athlete, who I think, in my opinion, is better than Jedrick Willis Jr. And we had Tua go to Miami, which was a very good pick. And even though Tua's not healthy, the Dolphins are not going to be focusing on how well they will do this year, but how well they will do in the 2020 season. And then the Chargers drafting Justin Herbert. This was one of my favorite picks because Justin Herbert is ready to play. Like, they don't need a bridge gap quarterback to start over him. Justin Herbert is ready to play. And the Chargers really don't have a good backup QB. So I felt like that was one of the best picks I saw in the draft. And then following after that,
let's
talk about the Buccaneers pick. Buccaneers getting an offensive lineman to protect the Tom Brady, who's 43, and is ready to start, along with Rob Gronkowski. So, if they keep drafting the offensive line, the Buccaneers could be a very dangerous team on the offensive line. And then as we head towards the end, the Cardinals chose Isaiah Simmons. I found this one pretty interesting because the Cardinals need offensive lineman help. Kyler Murray got hit a lot last year, but they took Isaiah Simmons. Then the Jets took Jedrick Willis, which was a big pick for the Jets to get Sam Darnold more protection, as he had kind of an off year this year. So that was a big pick, in my opinion. That was also one of my favorite picks. And then as we head on to the late rounds, the Raiders taking Henry Ruggs over Jerry Jeudy and CeeDee Lamb. I found this one interesting, too, because, in my opinion, CeeDee Lamb was the best one in this draft. But Henry Ruggs is a very good route runner, along with Jerry Jeudy. But I just think CeeDee Lamb, out of all three of them, is the best one. And then Jerry Jeudy heading off the board. That was a very good pick, in my opinion, because this was a good pick, in my opinion, because Jerry Jeudy is a big pick. And a Denver Bronco. The Broncos obviously need wide receiver help, especially if they wanted Drew Lock to be better. And I believe he'll fit perfectly in with that offense, with offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur and head coach Vic Fangio. So this was a good pick, in my opinion. And then the Cowboys taking CeeDee Lamb. I found this one interesting for two reasons. One, I think it was just because they wanted to take that away from division rival Eagles, because the Eagles are in desperate need of wide receiver help, and the Cowboys gave Prescott another target to throw to, which was very good. So I found that pick pretty interesting as well. So a lot of shockers happening so far in the draft. And then the draft has just been a crazy for me. And then we'll head on to the second round and some big picks here. The Bengals obviously taking T. Higgins to start it off, which was a very good pick, because now they drafted Joe Burrow obviously first overall. Now they're giving him some receiver help, although they do have Tyler Boyd and A.J. Green is on the franchise tag. So I found this one as a good pick because A.J. Green will be gone after this year, and T. Higgins coming in being a big pick for them. And then, yeah, that was just one of my favorite picks in the draft. And then, yeah, that was obviously a good pick because Bengals do need wide receiver help. And then the Indianapolis Colts taking a wide receiver. I did not see this one coming with Devin Funchess and T.Y. Hilton. Obviously, those two are a great dynamic duo. And I think just adding that wide receiver in there is a very big pick for the Colts, giving Jacoby Brissett another... Oh, excuse me, I completely forgot. The Packers signed Devin Funchess. And so this was a good pick, but that was my bad there. But that was a good pick for the Colts there because obviously they lost Devin Funchess, and I found this one a very good pick as well. Now heading on to the next pick in the second round, Detroit Lions taking a running back. I obviously saw this one coming because the Lions do need running back help, and DeAndre Swift, a great running back, did awesome at Georgia. And I found him just a very great pick in the draft. This was a great pick by Detroit, and Detroit fans should be happy about this. Next pick, the Giants taking Xavier McKinney. Obviously, this one was obvious, too. They do need safety help. And so Xavier McKinney, very good at Alabama. He's very good. He's very good in space and can hang with any pass catcher in coverage. So I found this one good. This was a very good pick for the Giants. And then now we had the New England Patriots taking Kyle Duggar. They traded it from Los Angeles. I was actually surprised with this because I thought the Patriots were going to take a quarterback here, obviously losing Tom Brady, and their starter right now is Brian Hoyer. So I don't think Bill Belichick doesn't want Hoyer as his starter. So, but they did draft Kyle Duggar after losing Devin McCourtney. Yeah, so this pick was pretty good, I would say. Very good, young, talented player. The Carolina Panthers take an edge here. That was a good pick to me after losing Gerald McCoy, as he is now a Dallas Cowboy. So I found this pick very good. I mean, he's done awesome at Penn State. I think that he should have been gone in the first round, in my opinion. He did very good at Penn State. Now the next pick went to the Miami Dolphins taking an offensive line and Robert Hunt from Louisiana. Robert, that was a great pick. It made sense. I obviously saw this one coming. I have a feeling now they got to protect Tua because after all of his injuries, they got to make sure he's healthy. And the Dolphins offensive line was not very good this year. Actually, it was last in offensive line in the NFL. So this was a pretty good pick in my opinion. And I think that pick will be good. Houston Texans taking a defensive lineman. I found this one interesting because they lost DJ Reader, gone in free agency, so they did need a defensive lineman. So this was a good pick in my opinion, as long as he'll be on that line with JJ Watt. So that was a good pick by the Texans there, because DJ Reader, I believe, is one of the most underrated defensive tackles in the whole NFL, and that was a big player for the Texans as they went 10-6 this previous year after losing to the Chiefs in the divisional. He had a big part in the playoffs. And then the Indianapolis Colts taking Jonathan Taylor. I found this one kind of interesting because they have Marlon Mack, a good running back who I believe has a lot of potential. But some say this is the best running back in the draft. Others say he should have been a second or third round pick. And this should be interesting with the Colts offense with Frank Wright. Jonathan Taylor, obviously a great 4 years at Wisconsin. Obviously made that team great. And then the next pick, Jacksonville Jaguars taking a wide receiver. This was a good pick because Gardner Minshew did not have a lot of good wide receivers to throw to except DJ Chark. So expect Lakeivus Chalnut. Sorry if I'm saying that wrong. Expect him to be a big player at Jacksonville. But now, the next pick in the second round, my Chicago Bears taking Cole Kmet, the tight end from Notre Dame. I was very excited about this pick, especially with Kmet being the first tight end off the board. As a as the Bears signed Jimmy Graham, who did decent for the Packers, but is very old. I think Cole Kmet will fit well in this Matt Nagy and Bill Lazar offense. I thought this was a good pick, in my opinion. And then now our next pick went to the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns taking a safety. This was a great pick. In my opinion, Grant Delpit was the best safety in the draft after having a great year at LSU. Obviously, LSU had a great year this year. But I thought this was a very good pick for the Browns, especially in a big need for a safety. And now the next pick went to the Buccaneers, taking another great safety, Antonio Winfield Jr. from Minnesota. This guy is going to fit well with that with the coaching or the defensive stuff that they have in Tampa Bay. Well, this is going to be a great pick. In my opinion, I thought he was going to be late in the first round. And the Tampa Bay needed some very offensive help, but they also found a very good safety in Antonio Winfield Jr. If I'm a Buccaneers fan, I would not be disappointed in this pick. I know I'm mostly covering second round things, but that's because, everybody basically watches the first round. I'll get to the first round more later, like seeing how they connect with these picks. And now the Denver Broncos taking another wide receiver. I found this a big pick because they did get Jerry Jeudy from the first round, so this was a big pick. I mean, giving Drew Lock another weapon to throw to after losing Emmanuel Sanders. So a great 1-2 punch on that offense. So I think the Broncos are in for something good in the future. And now the Atlanta Falcons taking a defensive lineman. I mean, the Falcons did take a corner in the first round. And this is a big pick, especially with the Falcons' defense not being along well this year. He's going to play on that line with Grady Jarrett, who's been a good player this year, but especially with one of the worst defenses in the NFL this year. They did need some big playmakers for that defense, so I think taking Marlon Davis was a big choice for the Atlanta Falcons. Trying to rebuild that defense is big. Seahawks taking an edge. Well, I obviously saw this one because they did take a linebacker in the first round. And they did lose Jadeveon Clowney in free agency. Still a free agent. And Jarrell Taylor's a good player. He's very good. As long as he can stay healthy, I think this guy will be a big player for the Seattle Seahawks defense in the future. I think the Seahawks have a good plan going. They obviously have a talented offense. It's trying to pick it up on defense, so we'll see what happens. Pittsburgh Steelers taking a wide receiver. Obviously, right now they have Juju Smith-Schuster and Ryan Switzer as their starters, but Ryan Switzer, mostly return man. So Chase Claypool is the right pick for the Steelers here. Very good wide receiver. And this was just a great pick for the Steelers. Obviously, they do good when they draft wide receivers, obviously, with Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. So that I found this one a very good pick. Now we have my Chicago Bears taking a cornerback. Obviously, they need a cornerback help with Prince Amukamara. He did not have a good season. But they did bring in the guy from the CFL. So I found this one good. And they have Buster Screen. So this was a good pick by Chicago. Jalen Johnson should fit nicely with that great defense that they have over in Chicago. Now, next, we had the Dallas Cowboys taking a cornerback, obviously losing Byron Jones and free agency. So, Trevon Diggs, a great cornerback. He was a number two cornerback on what I had. So, this was obviously a good pick for the Cowboys here. So, Cowboys fans, I would be happy for this. And the Los Angeles Rams taking a running back, Cam Akers. I obviously did not see this one coming. I mean, I saw they were going to pick a running back, but Cam Akers, I thought he would going to be in the third round. And they obviously lost Todd Gurley in free agency. But this is a good pick by the Rams. I mean, I would have waited a little bit longer for Cam Akers. Obviously had a good year at Florida State. And I think he'll fit well in that McVay offense. Now, this was a huge pick. I obviously did not see this one coming. The Philadelphia Eagles taking Jalen Hurts. They obviously have Carson Wentz, who's a good starter. But in the past, as we know, the Eagles are known for their backup quarterbacks. Obviously, MVP of the Super Bowl. Nick Foles was their quarterback, now a Chicago Bear. And then taking Jalen Hurts, one of the contenders for the Heisman. I honestly thought this guy was going to be taken late first round. In my mock draft, I had him going to New England, which would make sense. Surprisingly, New England hasn't taken a quarterback, and I think they're waiting on this guy. And I think they missed out on a pretty good player. But being a Philadelphia Eagle, I have to give this pick like a C, because obviously Carson Wentz. But Jalen Hurts, a young, talented guy. Now the Buffalo Bills take A.J. Espensa. This was a good pick. Obviously didn't have a first-round pick in Stephon Diggs, but they still landed a guy who's very talented and who's going to be a big impact on that great Buffalo Bills defense. I give this pick. This pick is a great pick. Now the Baltimore Ravens picking J.K. Dobbins. I mean, obviously, this was a surprising pick to me. J.K. Dobbins is excellent, though. He led Ohio State in rushing yards, was one of the best running backs in the FBS this year. So this should fit interesting with that Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram offense. I can see some big things coming from Dobbins in the NFL. So I'm not disappointed with this pick. Now, the Miami Dolphins taking Raekwon Davis. This was a big pick. Raekwon Davis, very good from Alabama. Obviously, need defensive line help. There's with a young Christian Wilkins there. So, they have very young defensive line. Taco Charlton also there. So, this Miami Dolphins team is doing the right thing in choosing all these draft picks, what they need with. Now, the Los Angeles Rams. They chose a wide receiver, Van Jefferson. Obviously losing Brandon Cooks, as he is now a Houston Texan. And this was, I mean, I thought this guy could have waited a little bit longer, but the Rams made, I mean, this is what the Rams needed. And so this pick is all right, I guess. Now the Minnesota Vikings taking an offensive tackle. I mean, I did see this one coming. The Minnesota Vikings didn't have a great offensive line. And with the decline trade with Trent Williams, who's a Washington Redskin who wants to get out. So he declined that trade. So Urza Cleveland from Boise State, this was a good pick. I can see this was a good pick. Especially he'll fit and go with that Mike Zimmer offense. And now with the next pick, Denzel Mims, wide receiver from Baylor to the New York Jets. Obviously, this was also a great pick all around. First of all, trading from Seattle. And that was a big pick. They needed wide receiver help after losing Robbie Anderson in free agency to the going to Carolina. So this was a good pick in my opinion. This was a great pick all around. The Jets did a good job with this one. Next, we had the New England Patriots. Still didn't take Jacob Eason. They took Josh Uche, an edge from Michigan. Yes, they did. I mean, yes, this is good. This was an all right pick, in my opinion. I thought the Patriots had a good off front line. But obviously, losing Kyle Van Noy to the Miami Dolphins on defense, I think they found a good defensive player. Obviously, they're not the same position. Kyle Van Noy being a left outside linebacker and this guy being an edge. I mean, I think it's still a good pick. I think they found a replacement for Kyle Van Noy in that defense that was very good. Now the Tennessee Titans taking Christian Fulton, cornerback from LSU in the second round. This pick was huge. I had him my number one corner in this draft. I thought he was going to be first round pick. This was a great pick by the Tennessee Titans after losing Logan Ryan in free agency. But this was a great pick to replace him with. I'm obviously not saying Logan Ryan's is bad. He actually had a great year. Had that pick six against the Patriots in the wild card to seal it. Logan Ryan's a good player. But this guy will be good. Now the Green Bay Packers taking A.J. Dillon. I did not like this pick one bit because they have Aaron Jones, a very good young running back. And obviously, and we have a lot more to talk about the Packers with this draft after I get done with the second round. But this was, I'm just speechless about this one. This was so far the worst pick of the draft, except other picks, which we'll be talking about later. But I did not think this pick was a good one. Obviously, A.J. Dillon, very good at Boston College. Did very well there. He had a great year this year. Now the Kansas City Chiefs taking a linebacker, Willie Gay Jr. I mean, obviously, Super Bowl champ. Not really much work that was needed. But they found a good player who will fit in with that defense. I mean, obviously, everybody focuses on that Kansas City Chiefs offense with Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill. But I see some good in this Chiefs defense. Obviously, losing Chris Jones, I was big. And I think this was a good pick. I think the Chiefs are going to do fine with this pick. Now, the final pick with the draft went to the Carolina Panthers. Jeremy Chinn, from safety from Southern Illinois. This was a great pick. I mean, Jeremy Chinn, a great wide receiver from Southern Illinois. You don't see a lot of those picks in the draft. And I thought this was just a great pick by the Panthers. They're going to be one of the best teams in the future. Obviously, new head coach Matt Rhule. I can see a lot of good things happening with that Carolina Panthers team. Obviously, getting a young Teddy Bridgewater. And that ended up the first round. So, I want to talk about more about the first round. I mean, people who watched the draft obviously didn't see this one coming. Jordan Love going to the Green Bay Packers. I mean, if we look back, this is what happened with Brett Favre. So, Aaron Rodgers is now in Brett Favre's shoes. Because in that draft, this is big. I mean, I didn't see why the Packers needed this. I thought they were going to take a wide receiver. Lots of good receivers in that draft. They still had CeeDee Lamb left when they picked. Or no. Yes, they did have CeeDee. No, they did not have CeeDee Lamb when they picked. Oh, hang on. I'm sorry about this. I'm confusing myself. This was obviously, I thought they were going to take a number two. Well, I thought they were going to take a number two wide receiver. Obviously, the number two wide receiver being Marcus Valdez-Scantling. This was obviously a big shocker to many NFL fans. And I thought this was a big pick. CeeDee Lamb going 17th overall. I mean, I guess all the wide receivers were gone at this point, but they still had some talented second-round wide receivers with Justin Jefferson, and I thought this was a good pick, or Justin Jefferson, a good player. Yeah, they chose Jordan Love at 26th overall, and I was in shock. QB Jordan Love. I don't know if they think he's going to be the next Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, they both were in the same situation. When Aaron Rodgers was drafted, Brett Favre was already the starter, and he was doing great in Green Bay. And it's like this, it's just 15 years later, it's the same thing. Aaron Rodgers having a Hall of Fame career in Green Bay. But drafting QB Jordan Love, I don't know what the Packers think. I think the Packers could have waited till the 2022 draft, which is in 2 years, to pick a quarterback. I think Rodgers still has a good 3, 4, 5 years left in him. Obviously, with the way he's playing right now, some of those crazy throws he's made. Only two interceptions these past two. He only threw 4 interceptions these past 2 years. Obviously, this man is a phenom and a future Hall of Famer. And I found this pick absolutely crazy.
If I were on any NFL team, I'd be disappointed with this pick, especially if you needed a young quarterback. I thought I saw Jordan Love going in the second round.
I thought he was one of the best quarterbacks in this draft because if I were a team with a good bridge quarterback, I would have obviously taken him. Jordan Love does need some time to needs a good mentor in the NFL. But I don't want to wait Jordan Love 3 years. I mean, I have a feeling this guy's going to be great. Next Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion. I mean, they all have the same attributes, strong arm,
do well out of the pocket. But this was a shocker to me. I mean, I'm just in shock, and I'm glad I get to express my feelings about this pick. Obviously, this was a big pick for Green Bay, and nobody else saw this coming. I mean, I obviously didn't. I thought they were going to take a good number two wide receiver. And they had Justin Jefferson left, too. Scored 5 touchdowns in that semifinals game against Oklahoma. Obviously, him and Joe Burrow did well during that. So that's all the really big football news. Now let's talk about some MLB. Dr. Fauci saying that the MLB may be able to return. I mean, obviously, the coronavirus has affected a lot of people's lives, and I want to thank all the social workers, but man, this is just crazy times. But back on to the baseball. Alex Correa and the Boston Red Sox get their punishment yesterday for the sign-stealing scandal and the World Series against the Dodgers. Obviously, they won that series 4-1. I mean, the Dodgers got screwed over 2 years in a row, obviously, with the Astros sign-stealing thing and the Boston Red Sox. And then there's this quote from David Ortiz saying the punishment was not fair. Obviously, the punishment is Alex Carrera banned, or not banned, but suspended from being manager of the Boston Red Sox this year. I mean, that Boston Red Sox team was going to be good. And then obviously trading Mookie Betts and David Price away, that's where I kind of just lost hope for them. I didn't think they're going to be, I don't think they're going to be star-studded this year. I mean, not obviously not that 2019 team that we saw. But, yeah, this is just a whole big thing with all the sign stealing. I can't believe it. This is crazy. I mean, obviously, I'm a fan of the New York Mets, and Carlos Beltran getting fired due to the Astros sign stealing. Obviously, I did want Carlos Beltran to be gone. I didn't think he was going to do as good as a manager, but AJ Hinch, Alex Carrera, and Carlos Beltran are suspended from the MLB. I found this crazy. But obviously, I believe the Astros found a good replacement in the Rays bench coach. I thought this was a good move. I mean, obviously, most bench coaches go to manager. I think this guy may stick with them. I don't know if Dusty Baker, I find him very, I think they're going to be all right still. I mean, obviously, teams are going to want to throw dead balls at them and, like, want to hit them. But, I mean, after all this is over, maybe in a couple of years, I can see the Astros going back to the World Series again. I mean, obviously, people don't want to hear it, obviously, after what they did. And I just find this whole steal scandaling crazy. This is crazy. That sign stealing thing, that was crazy. Now let's talk about some NBA news. Obviously, not much to talk about due to the season suspended. I mean, The Last Dance. Obviously, this was a big hit. I'm enjoying it. But the NBA season on hold. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't, obviously, NBA fans don't want to hear it. I do not think that the season will be coming back anytime soon. Obviously, coronavirus has impacted a lot of people, and it's going to take a while to slow down. So, I mean, it would have been a great year. This is just crazy because this is absolutely crazy because there's so much that was going to happen this year. Obviously, nobody thought the Heat were going to be this good at the start of the year. They were possibly NBA Finals contenders. The Bucks almost on a 70-win season. They wanted to compete with that 2015-16 Warrior squad. Obviously, they won 73 in games. And then the Lakers making the playoffs for the first time since 2015. Obviously doing it for Kobe. It's just crazy. I mean, I'm glad that the NBA is finding creativity in this, though. That's just the one good thing. I mean, obviously doing the horror series, the NBA 2K thing with all the players, and now simulations. I think it's just good that they're doing this so we can focus our mind on something else. Now we're going to head on to the NHL. I mean, obviously, I probably don't have a lot of people who watch this who like NHL. But, yeah, I think the same thing with that. Yeah, this is crazy. Oh, yeah. But obviously, the NHL, I mean, the Bruins, they're probably going to win the Stanley Cup. I would be disappointed if I were them. But obviously, the playoffs were going to be close. A lot of good teams. I want to talk more about the Devils. I mean, they at the beginning of the year, they were my Stanley Cup champions. Obviously, with PK Subban and Wade Simmons, Kucherov, and then everybody else. I mean, I thought they were going to be great contenders this year, but obviously they did not do well. I mean, I was going to get excited for the NHL playoffs. I don't really watch the NHL playoffs because the Sabres aren't in there a lot. But I was had interest in it this year. I mean, obviously the Bruins, Maple Leafs, especially the Eastern Conference, Bruins, Maple Leafs, Capitals, Islanders, who have probably the number one NHL defense. They're going to be something fun to watch. But obviously, due to the virus, they had to stop. And I just wonder how they're going to do things forward. I mean, obviously, they did a virtual NFL draft, so this might have to go with NHL. But this is all just crazy. And, yeah. So, that's all, and, yeah, that's all I really got for today. Thanks for watching, guys. Stay home, stay healthy, stay safe. Enjoy your day, and I'll see you soon. Bye.